Welcome. Today, we're discussing a chilling New York Times piece about the Trump administration's alarming push to consolidate government data, spearheaded by none other than Elon Musk.
Wow, that's a head-turner. A data trove of this magnitude? What exactly are they after?
Think everything from your mother's maiden name to your bank account number, your student loan debt, health records, the list goes on. Over 300 data points, according to the Times analysis.
300? That's insane. But what's the supposed justification for this massive data grab?
Officially, to combat waste, fraud, and abuse. Musk claims linking these systems will expose fraudsters. Sounds efficient, right? But the implications are truly terrifying.
I can see that. This feels like a huge privacy violation waiting to happen.
Exactly. Privacy advocates, public employee unions, immigrant rights groups, everyone's up in arms. They're warning this consolidation could be weaponized against political opponents, used to unfairly target immigrants, and create a massive national security risk.
And what about the legal side of things? Surely this violates some existing privacy laws, right?
Absolutely. The Privacy Act of 1974, for one, prohibits sharing personal information without consent, let alone for a purpose unrelated to its original collection. You know, like using student loan applications to track immigrants. Several lawsuits are already challenging this order, some with temporary restraining orders granted.
So it's not a done deal then? There's still hope?
Well, the legal battles are ongoing. An appeals court did reverse a preliminary injunction that blocked access to Treasury, Education, and Office of Personnel Management data. But the fight's far from over. And get this, after the IRS agreed to share taxpayer data with Homeland Security for deportations, several top officials are reportedly resigning in protest.
Wow, that speaks volumes. But even if it's legal, isn't this a logistical nightmare? Integrating so many disparate systems?
You're hitting a critical point. Experts, like the former national taxpayer advocate, point out the massive inconsistencies in how different agencies define things like family or income. Trying to match up all this data is incredibly complex and prone to errors, leading to wrongful denial of benefits and other harms.
Right. And this isn't just some abstract data. This is people's lives we're talking about.
Precisely. This isn't just about efficiency, it's about power. Who controls the data and what they can do with it? A private company collecting data is one thing, but the federal government with its enforcement powers, accessing this level of personal information, that's a game changer. A scary one.
This whole thing raises serious ethical and practical questions. What's next? Thought police.
The article also highlights how Senator Goldwater, back in 1974 during the Privacy Act debates, warned against exactly this kind of scenario. A unified database holding every detail of our personal lives. It's chilling how relevant his words are today.
Chilling indeed. It seems like a slippery slope towards an authoritarian surveillance state. Thanks for breaking this down.
Absolutely. We'll continue to follow this story closely and keep you updated on any new developments. Stay vigilant, everyone, and thanks for listening.
Goodbye.